Shalom Aleichem, Rabbi Yisrael. Guten Moed. Okay, I want to continue on the theme we began yesterday, because this is really the, in a large sense, the essence of what Sukkos is. I'll start from another direction. The term Gashmias, the term materialism, physical pleasures. How do we approach that in Judaism? Is it something mundane? Is it something sacrilegious? Is it a separate track from spirituality? Is it contradiction to spirituality? So the truth is that it's kind of like asking another question. It's kind of like asking another question. Is a car a good thing or not? A car. What's the answer to that? The answer to that is, well, it depends where you go with it. If you drive with it to commit a murder, then it's a bad thing. If you drive with it to perform a chesed, it's a great thing. But there's another thing also that you have to understand about a car, and that even if you intend to use it well, a car is a very, very powerful machine, and it can be very dangerous if you don't know how to use it properly. Even if you're well-intended, you want to do the right things with it, if you don't know how to use it properly, it can also get you into trouble and be something very dangerous. So the truth is that that really is the answer to, is the answer when we're talking about Gashmias as well. When we're talking about Gashmias, we're talking about the physical, the material pleasures. The question is, what purpose are they serving in your life? Are they an end in themselves? Are they a means to an end? How are you using them? Do they control you, or do you control them? These are big questions. But what we, and the truth is that Sukkos is a crash course to safe, A, safe, and B, also productive, constructive, and elevating use of the physical. Now, here is a fundamental principle that it's important to understand. We hear about precious. We hear about abstinence. We hear about people fasting. We hear these stories, concepts. And in general, a person might get an impression that, yes, you know, Gashmias is to be avoided as much as possible. There's something vulgar about it, something mundane about it. And the more holy a person is, the more removed he is from Gashmias. Now, that's not exactly true. That's not exactly true. That is not exactly the approach of Judaism. What we will say is, the more holy a person is, the more elevated the person is, the less of a pursuit he'll make out of Gashmias, and the less it will control him. That, yes. That, yes. But when it is well in the framework and within the discipline of our program of Avodas Hashem, Gashmias can actually be a very great means of growth, progress, but it's tricky to use it right. In fact, Avigdor Miller would point out, people tend to think of music as something spiritual, right? That's a whole discussion in itself. You know, food is something physical, material. Music is something spiritual. You'll note that actually, if you just look in the sources of the Torah, just simply, food played a lot, has a much more prominent role in Ruchnias than music does. Whether in terms of eating karbanis, right? Whether in terms of, right, you see, Yitzchak, when he wanted to give Yaakov Avinu the brachas, he said, bring me delicacies. Oh, wow, it seems like the moving Simchas Beis Sha'eva times itself to pass my house exactly at the right time every night. So I'm going to once again move into a different room. See if I can avoid the music. Okay. So here, the Sefer Kuzari makes a point. Sefer Kuzari says a statement that, in my opinion, should really be, you know, a red lettered and on all of our fridges. he says this in the context of a long discussion describing exactly what piety means in Judaism and how, contrary to other religions and contrary to other spiritual programs, the physical is not considered to be a conflict to spirituality, again, when it's used right. And he says as follows. He says, you have to realize that since we have some mitzvahs in the Torah that require us to abstain, we have mitzvahs that require us to completely remove ourselves from the physical, such as fasting on Yom Kippur. And then he says we have mitzvahs that actually require us to indulge in the physical, such as the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, of Simchas HaChag. I'm sorry, this moving Simchas Beis HaSheva is very loud, so I don't think I can get anywhere in my house where it's completely inaudible. And then he makes the following statement. He says, you have to realize that Hashem does not cherish the fasting any more than he cherishes your enjoyment and pleasure of Simchas Yom Tov, of the Yom Tov Suda, when it's done properly. When it's done with an appreciation of who it's coming from, with an appreciation, and when you approach it with a sense of, I am now like a guest invited to Hashem's table and enjoying His goodness and experiencing His goodness. He says, if that's the way you're approaching it and that's the way you're experiencing it, then you should realize that yes, your Simcha on Yom Tov is just as holy and sublime in Avoda as your fasting on Yom Kippur. And this, in a very big way, is the essence of what is one of the essences. I shouldn't say the essence. It's one of the essences of what Sukkot is. It's training us to harness the physical and to use it toward Avodas Hashem. We put this into two contexts yesterday. I'll just repeat it briefly. Beginning the year again, after the program of the Yom Neiroim, we're beginning a year in Olam Hazeh. And also, the Jewish people entering Eretz Yisrael after 40 years of a spiritual existence. We enter the physical world, and Sukkot is timed as the Chag HaOsif, when a person is bringing all the material plenty into his house. And we're told, you're really excited about all of the good that you see, about all of the plenty. That's great, but you know what? Turn that into a celebration of Hashem. Don't just, this is makes all the difference, don't just celebrate as an end in itself. Don't just celebrate your stomach, but direct that simcha toward Hashem. Be very conscious of the fact that this is Hashem showing His kindness, His favor, showing Hashem smiling down at you. And experience it that way. And this is really just an example of how to utilize Gashmius all throughout the year. We take the Arba Minim. What are the Arba Minim? According to Rav Hirsch, what the Arba Minim are is the Arba Minim represent all different forms of the material world. The Esrig is delicious fruit. If I remember correctly, the way he breaks it down is the lulav is basically just plain wood, which represents the useful part of the physical world, right? The useful element of it, right? Wood, you can make things out of it, etc. That is represented in the Arava. The Arava, which has no tam and no rach, it has no taste and no smell. What is it? It's simply something technical. It represents wood. Wood is something that can be used. The lulav is something that has taste but no smell. It says this is a basic level of food. This is basic level of sustenance. The fact that Hashem provides you with sustenance that you can live on. The Esrig is already luxurious food. That's already, that has the taste plus the smell. It's taking it to the next level. Hashem does not just provide you with the basics. This is something to note, that when Hashem feeds us, He's not just keeping us alive, but He is pampering us, giving us a delectable experience also, right? He wants to see us not just alive, but also enjoying. He wants us to enjoy. And then you have the hadas, which are simply luxuries that are not even connected. The hadas is, right, it's just aroma without taste. These are luxuries that Hashem provides that are not even connected to sustenance at all. So we take all these things, this bundle, these four things, which, as we said, it represents the broad range of physical pleasures, of physical utilities. We take it all, and what do? In the Beis HaMikdash, they used to circle the Mizbeach with it. Today we circle the Sefer Torah with it. What we're doing is we are making a demonstration and showing that, yes, we're given material bounty, we're given material, a lot of good, fun, geshmaka, gashmias. We take it all and we show that it all revolves around the purpose of Hashem's service, be it the Torah, be it the Mizbeach, whichever way it's represented. But we take it and we make it revolve around Hashem's service. How do we do that? In the way that we described before, we experience the food, particularly in the sukkah, which is mamish Hashem bearing us, Hashem bearing us aloft. The sukkah is tzila dimhimnusa. It's like the term that the Sfarim use, is that it's like the mother bird hovering over its chicks. That's what we're surrounded in the sukkah. It's the Shechina kiviyachol hovering over us, and we are sitting down at Hashem's table and eating His food and enjoying it. And Hashem kiviyachol, so to speak, is having nachas from seeing us enjoy it. And if we can experience that and appreciate that, it makes the experience of the food that much more meaningful, that much more fulfilling, that much more satisfying. And the Kuzari that we quoted before goes on and says, and if that exhilaration, if the really good food, along with the knowledge of the fact that whose guest are you and who's providing it for you and who's enjoying seeing you eat it, make you so excited that you burst into dance, that dance is also considered a sublime form of Hashem's service. He said this way before the Hasidim, okay? So, it comes back to the point that we said before. Yatzukas is a crash course. It's a crash course on utilizing the material, utilizing the physical properly, harnessing it into a place of Avodas Hashem. And we touched on this yesterday also, but again, I want to elaborate a bit more today as well. We read Koheles. Koheles is the sefer that basically tells you how empty and nothing all of the physical world is, with all of its pleasures and all of its achievements and all of its fun. And it seems, when you just approach it simply, it seems like it's kind of contradictory to Sukkot as a yomtiv that's celebrating the Chag HaOsif, celebrating the material plenty. Why do we go and read Koheles then? Why don't we read Koheles on Tisha B'Av? So, Rabbitzvah Blaser, Rabbitzvah Petterberger said that Koheles is actually coming in the context of Yom Neroim. He said that after we did tshuva and we resolved not to resume our sinful ways, so Koheles is just reminding us, Elam Hazeh is not worth much anyways. But that doesn't seem to fit with the whole setting of Sukkot, with the whole context of Sukkot, which, as we're saying, is about celebrating material plenty. So the altar of Slabodka came along and gave it a different twist. And he said, on the contrary, Koheles is actually part of the cause for the simcha of Sukkot. And how's that? He said, we're coming and telling you, you see a whole fun world here? You should realize that all the fun that you're seeing is actually nothing compared to what this world really contains in terms of its opportunity. In other words, like this. You're sitting down. Let's say you're sitting down for a delicious meal. If all you're going to get out of it is a delicious meal, then what did you get? You got 15 minutes of enjoyment, another 5 minutes in the bathroom, and perhaps some long-lasting damage to your stomach. And that's it. Okay, leave out the last part. You got 15 minutes of enjoyment. That's it. That's it. That's what you got out of it. And you get it again another day, and you get it again another day. But Koheles is telling you, realize that that 15 minutes of enjoyment is nothing compared to what that food really contains for you. It's just a very, very superficial level of the true good that Hashem packed into that food. What did He pack into that food? He packed into that food a means of connecting with Him, a means of experiencing His love. And if you do approach the food that way, or even with the more basic kavana that we discussed yesterday, of I'm eating this food because I want my body to be in position to serve Hashem well, if you eat it this way, then that food actually is earning you eternal benefit. It's worth coming into Olam Hazeh. It's worth living our lives in order to eat one such meal, because that food now is earning you Olam Haba forever. So it's kind of like the way Rav Shimshon Pinkus expressed it, that whenever you have something good in front of you to eat, it's kind of like an empty check that you have the opportunity now to fill out. Let's say we're talking about, I don't know, a meal that costs a slice of pizza. It costs $2. So what are you going to get out of it? You can either get out of it $2, exactly that, the value of $2. Or you can fill it out for $10 million by, again, turning it into a means of elevating your life and earning yourself eternal benefit. So what comes out is that you're enjoying the Olam Hazeh and also earning the Olam Haba. There are layers of benefit in the physical pleasures of Olam Hazeh. They can simply be just physical pleasures, or what Koheles is telling you is, oh, come on, that physical pleasure is just such a shallow, nothing layer of what there really is here. Here you have an opportunity by appreciating what it is, by appreciating Hashem, by connecting to Hashem through it, by utilizing it in the context of His service. This can be so much more than that. Don't just settle for the superficial, shallow level of the material. And this is something that we can apply to all the different areas of materialism. And the point of Sukkot is that, like we said before, it's a crash course, really, of the way we should be living our lives the entire year. Which is the perspective that Koheles ends with, Soif Dovers, Kimi Rovets, and Soif Shmok, Kizeh Kala Oda, meaning all of that materialism, just as an end in itself, is really nothing. But if you put the whole thing into the perspective of that last pasuk, then all the materialism suddenly gets eternal significance. So Be'ezus Hashem, we'll utilize these days right, utilize the time in the sukkah correctly, utilize the meals correctly, eat and enjoy and experience Hashem's special embrace in the sukkah. Enjoy the fact that He's having nachas watching you enjoy. And He is having nachas from the fact that you are connecting with Him through it. And Be'ezus Hashem, we will be zoiche to carry that with us throughout the entire year. Okay, we will end here. We'll unmute and we'll part.